This is the daily text for April the 6th, 2016. I'm J.D. Walt. Why the God of law and the God of grace are the same God. Matthew 5:18. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Consider this. When it comes to the relationship between the Old Testament law and the gospel of grace, people are all over the map. People go so far as to make the untenable assertion that the God of the New Testament is different than the God of the Old Testament. So just for fun, let's do a four-question true or false pop quiz. Number one, the New Testament does away with the Old Testament. True or false? Number two, the gospel does away with or sets aside the law. True or false? Number three, the Old Testament is about law, but the New Testament is about grace. True or false? Now, if you answered true for any of the questions above, you failed. The answer to each is an emphatic false. Grace holds no meaning for a fallen humanity apart from law. And we must understand law does not mean the rules. The law is the covenant, which means the structure and substance of relationship. The Old Testament is filled with grace, as is the New Testament with the law. Now take a look at John Wesley's analysis from his fifth discourse on the Sermon on the Mount. There is, therefore, the closest connection that can be conceived between the law and the gospel. On the one hand, the law continually makes way for and points us to the gospel. On the other, the gospel continually leads us to a more exact fulfilling of the law. The law, for instance, requires us to love God, to love our neighbor, to be meek, humble, or holy. We feel that we are not sufficient for these things, yea, that with man this is impossible. But we see a promise of God to give us that love and to make us humble, meek, and holy. We lay hold of this gospel, of these glad tidings. It is done unto us according to our faith. And the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. He will work in us this very thing. It shall be unto us according to His word. The law and the gospel meet one another at the intersection of holy love. They are two sides of the same coin. The law explicates the holiness of love. The gospel empowers the love of holiness. A wise theologian once explained it for me as follows. The law was given so the gospel might be desired. The gospel was given so the law might be fulfilled. Are you tracking? Is this helping? When Jesus cries from the cross, "It is finished," He's not saying it's over. He's actually just getting started. The questions. So how about you? Have you labored under a less than accurate understanding of the relationship between law and grace? How does this reading challenge that understanding? Number two, what are the implications for you that the gospel empowers us by the Holy Spirit to fulfill the deeper intent of the law, which is holy love? Number three, how does Jesus' fulfillment of the law empower our obedience. Wrestle with the way holiness and love interact around these points. Talk about how the absence of holiness makes love meaningless, and how the absence of love makes holiness meaningless and even dangerous.